The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Leo Varadkar, though, is with me, Fine Gael TD, former Taoiseach, of course, to talk about big event happening this weekend, not Taylor Swift. There's lots of big events happening this weekend, and Dublin in particular is going to be chock-a-block. You've got gigs on in Fairview, in Trinity. You've got All-Ireland football quarterfinals in Croke Park. But the big ones, top of the heap, are those three Taylor Swift gigs. And then in amongst it all, you've got the Pride celebrations, which is what we are going to talk about. Leo, you're welcome to studio.
Thanks for having me. And it is going to be an amazing weekend in Dublin, I think. But probably not the easiest weekend to get around. So
No. You're going to be going to Taylor, are you?
I'm going to Taylor on Sunday, yeah. So really, really looking forward to it. I'm a big fan, but have never seen her live. So yeah, looking forward to it big time.
She's a phenomenon, isn't she?
Yep.
It's been remarkable. She's the first self-made billionaire. Like, she got there quicker than Paul McCartney. It's kind of amazing when you think about
it. First
musical billionaire.
Absolutely. Some of the bands are, but yeah, you're absolutely right. And then I think as we were kind of chatting earlier, and I think one of the things that she's done, which is extraordinary, she's not an overnight success. It's built up over the best part of two decades, and then somebody who hasn't really changed her genre, you know?
Yeah.
Very consistent style of music, but really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It
should be good. So anyway, lots of people, I'm sure, listening, looking forward to it as well. So Pride is happening this weekend. What does Pride mean to you?
I think Pride is two things. It's a celebration of the LGBT community and all of our allies, and a celebration of a world that is increasingly diverse and increasingly interesting and increasingly varied, which I think is a great thing. I know other people don't necessarily think that. It is also a protest. And we shouldn't forget that New York Pride happens on the same weekend that commemorates the Stonewall riots, when gay and queer people fought back against police brutality when they tried to shut down a gay bar in New York, and also marks the murder in Fairview Park, where a young man who may or may not have been gay, but was certainly believed to have been gay, was killed by four other men, and then following their trial were given a suspended sentence. So certain parallels, I think, with some recent events in our courts, and all that reminds us why Pride is still important, because while we've made enormous strides in Ireland and around the world in terms of LGBT equality, we're not there yet in Ireland or around the world, and there is a backlash, and we're seeing that manifest itself, I think, in lots of different ways.
How are we seeing it manifest here in Ireland?
Well, certainly talking to people, I don't yet have stats to back this up, but I think they're on the way. Certainly an increase in hate crimes, in people being attacked or being abused in the street just because they're LGBT or perceived to be, and then a growing acceptance of rhetoric and language that is othering of the gay community, particularly targeting trans people, who are the soft target, you know. So the kind of moral panics you see throughout history, you know, where, you know, if you read this book, your children will, you know, be corrupted. We're now seeing all that being played out with the trans community in particular being targeted, you know, people who are a very small minority, who often are very vulnerable, who really aren't a threat to anyone, being presented by not very nice people and not very nice forces as a threat to morality, children, society, you name it. This has all happened before.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who are being targeted now.
That backlash, and it's interesting because I was listening to somebody talking about it as well elsewhere a few days ago, and she was describing how uncomfortable she feels holding her partner's hand in public compared to maybe only a few years ago, which is a sad thing.
It's very sad. Yeah. Now, Matt and I don't do that because we're just uncomfortable.
And you know what?
Can I just say, I know what you're saying.
Hand holders should be shot. I'm with you. They just slow down people on the footpath. I'm four square behind that. First against the wall when the revolution comes, hand holders. But on a separate point, I guess she was talking less about stats and more about a feeling, kind of an atmosphere, maybe.
A lot of time it might just be a feeling or an atmosphere. You know, I remember Regina Doherty and I during the European election campaigns were, walking down Dún Laoghaire Pier, and these people stopped us and they'd kind of certain insignia on them, and we, you know, we know it crossed our minds that they might be kind of far right people trying to stop us canvassing, but they actually weren't. You know, they were just working with a security firm. So sometimes, you know, you can perceive things as being a threat and isn't really. But definitely, I think for a lot of people, the atmosphere has changed and people are checking themselves again in a way that, you know, they hadn't been in recent years. You know, certainly after the referendum, after marriage equality, I think people became very relaxed and very comfortable. And people are now, you know, sometimes just maybe not wanting to appear too gay in public
ever,
for fear of bringing attention to yourself. And like that might be, that mightn't be, you know, mightn't be the case that that's a rational response, but the people feel that way is important in its own right.
Is the backlash, do you suspect, is it that the people who feel uncomfortable are getting more vocal and more confident in their criticism and in pushing back, or that there's a kind of a growing number, that there's a kind of a phenomenon of a yearning for maybe kind of conservatism of an old fashioned Ireland?
I think it is a minority that are getting more vocal and getting more comfortable, but they're giving permission to others then. You know, to come out of the woodwork and, you know, maybe tell the homophobic joke that they wouldn't have told 2 years ago, that they would have told 7 years ago. But, you know, I'm an optimist, and the arc of history bends towards progress, but it's not a straight road and there's always setbacks. And, you know, now that I have a bit more time in my hands, I'm, you know, sort of getting involved in some of these issues internationally, and you see it going backwards and forwards. You know, Thailand, one of the first Asian countries to legalise same-sex marriage there the other day, their prime minister taking part in Pride, you know, great thing to see in an Asian country. The courts in Namibia overturned the criminalisation of homosexuality there the other day. Meanwhile, Uganda, Ghana going backwards. A significant election coming up, I think, in the United Kingdom, which will be important too as to whether the UK sort of rejoins the liberal mainstream or continues on the strange road it's been on since Brexit.
Yeah. In what way have you been involved in these internationally, as you say, in recent weeks?
Yeah, look, just meetings, networking, you know, trying to connect people, trying to raise funds for particular causes. You know, small stuff, low level stuff.
But is this part of the project post politics?
I don't have a project yet. And like, I'm still full time TD for Dublin West. That was my main business today. Although I was able to work from home today mostly, which was nice to be able to do that. But you know, that's obviously my full time job at the moment. But obviously, have a bit more time to take an interest in different things and different causes and control my diary in a way that I haven't been able to do for a very long time.
Well, what did Pride mean to you when it was happening and you could see it happening, but you weren't publicly out yet? You weren't able to be, I guess, yourself in the public realm?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because, you know, you're going back 2014 or before in a stage. And I'm actually kind of sorry I didn't go along now, you know, because having been to a lot of prides in the meantime, both in Dublin and abroad, you know, it isn't just for gay people or LGBT plus people. It really is for everyone. And, you know, allies that turn up to march, people involved in different organizations, people just there, you know, on the sidelines. I'm kind of sorry now I didn't. Didn't show up and show some support sooner, but I wasn't ready for that myself in my own mind.
Was it an awkward time of the year, like when it was happening? Was it something you kind of ignored, you looked at and kind of thought, God, I wish I could go down and just kind of just take part and it wasn't a big thing? Or how did you view it?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose when you're sort of a busy minister or a busy politician, there'd be any number of events to do on a Saturday.
Yeah. And that sounds like you tried to ignore it, though.
I don't know. But it's a fair question.
Yeah.
It's a fair question. I certainly was never sitting at home watching it on the telly.
But at the same time, if you're saying that, I was kind of, you know, you're so busy, your schedule is so busy, you might not notice happening. That kind of sounds like maybe on some level you've kind of tried not to notice it happening.
Have you ever heard The Velvet Rage? It's a really good book, and it kind of describes the life of gay men, particularly of my generation and maybe a bit older, who, to avoid coming out, threw themselves into their work.
Okay.
Into their profession or their art or their passion or their sport or their music or whatever it was. That's probably where I was.
That's probably what was happening. So what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Yeah, actually, as happens this weekend, I'm going to spend Pride with my friends.
Yeah.
What I would have done in previous years, I would have, you know, attended a lot of the events. Remember last year, the GA had a breakfast for people involved in sport who are LGBTQ and allies, and that was great. They did that. It was a great event. And then I went to some of the NGO events, did an interview, marched with the Fine Gaelers in the parade. I'm actually going to do something radically different for the first time in 10 years, bar pandemics. Actually, even including pandemics, because I'm going to spend Pride with my friends. So
okay. So no politics on the day. You're no longer the politician for the afternoon.
Not on Saturday, but I will be on Monday.
Back on Monday for the time being. Listen, before I let you go, just one quick question, because it's something I know you dealt with as Taoiseach, but this story we woke up to today about a bomb threat at Simon Harris's house, and everybody, I think, listening to this, I hope everybody rightly appalled. What was your reaction?
Yeah, look, it's absolutely unacceptable and appalling. You know, it's not just Simon, bear in mind, he's a wife and kids and neighbours in Dalgany. So this is particularly unfair on the family and neighbours who don't sign up for politics. Not the first time it's happened. Has happened to Helen McEntee. Would have been bombs, were a number of bomb scares in my house too. But one thing, though, I can say to the public is, you know, thankfully, we have, or for a period, we have police protection and the OPW put security on our houses. So for somebody to actually plant a bomb in a politician's house would be extremely difficult, because the OPW provide security cameras and where necessary, a Garda presence too. And Simon has that Garda presence on his home.
Yeah, well, listen, like I say, I think everybody listening, I hope everybody appalled by it. Enjoy Pride this weekend. Enjoy Taylor as well.
I will, thank you.
Yeah.
Happy Pride. I didn't ask you where you're going.
No, I'm not going. I'm going to be going from, here's my exciting Saturday, going from...
There's no Barra Media box or anything like that.
There probably is, but they didn't invite me. Isn't that awful? I'm going from a hurling blitz to pony riding to a junior hurling match to an agricultural show. Isn't that just a little sad glimpse into the weekend?
Fadley duties.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Kilkenny for the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, back to Kilkenny. Listen, Leo Varadkar, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Really a pleasure.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.